We're going to change the band up a little bit and slide over here. We got a little of this, like I said, we got a little treat for you right now. I got a new guitar. I'm going to try that over there. Woo, look at that big blue, Daphne blue guitar over there. Let's go over there and see what's happening.
All right.
Uh-oh. And here comes the accordion player. Oh, my God. I remember seeing a sticker on the back of a pickup truck. Somebody said, play an accordion and go to jail. We're not going to put Mr. Utley in jail tonight because he's a pretty damn good accordion player right there. But this is a little fun band we've been doing amongst ourselves. This is Daphne Blue the guitar, and we are the show ponies here. This is a horse racing town. Horses to the starting gate. Horses to the starting gate. Are you ready? Yeah. I had a couple horses up here once. I stuck to singing, I'll tell you that right now. But this is a little song for river people, and I know you are. This is a song I wrote in honor of the late and the incredible Lion of American Literature, Mark Twain. And this is a little song called That's What Living Is to Me. I got the chance when we went down to New Zealand to play two theaters that actually Mark Twain played on his tour. That resulted in the book Following the Equator. In 1885, we graced the same stage that Mark Twain did then, so that was quite a treat, and I scratched that off my bucket list. I suggest you do the same on whatever you got on yours. That's what living is to me, yeah. Sips a Diet Cola, she worlds apart, worlds apart. The spirit of the Black King still reverberates through Haitian hills. He rules the sea, all the fish. What if he had a TV dish? Be good, and you will be lost. Be lonesome. Aren't safe, but give it one more day.
Be good, and you will be lost. Be lonesome.
you, Mr. Twain. That's what living is to me, yeah.